use. But since we're on the subject of food, Doctor, which animal's diet receives the most attention?
The monkeys, Johnny. Unlike the other animals, the monkey is fed 4 times a day.
Well, that sings of gluttony, Doctor. What does the ape man's diet consist of?
Well, for breakfast, a monkey has bread and milk or cereal. At 10 o'clock, he gets a large dish of fruit. The luncheon menu is wild rice, sweet potato, lettuce and spinach. At 3 o'clock, he gets celery and more fruit.
Passé bananas and whatnot?
No, our monkeys get the best fruits. Cherries, strawberries, melons, or mayhaps even some peaches.
Doctor, I'm going to ask you a great favor.
What is that, Johnny?
If things get tough for me around here, I'm tying a tail to myself, going up to the zoo and telling the chimpanzee to move over.
And what is the favor, Johnny?
If you're going by someday and see me in one of those cages, no cracks.
I won't, Johnny. And good night.
Good night, and thank you, Dr. Haywood U. Huggamy. You just heard an interview with Dr. Huggamy, head veterinarian at the Toronto Zoo.
Up next, we'll have our Golden Memories of Radio with Jack Benny. But first, My Reverie by the Sonny Rollins Quartet.
Thank you. radio was responsible for many great inventions. The ladies in particular took to their hearts one such development, the daytime serial. Now, this kind of drama was unique and owed its success, I imagine, to the fact that it dwelt on real kinds of problems that were solved 5 days a week. The characters became family friends. Listeners wrote with advice, sent anniversary gifts, holiday cards, and remembered birthdays. It didn't take long for the daytime serial to be known affectionately as the soap opera, named after the sponsors. Let's listen in.
Now, Lorenzo Jones. The rocky road that winds through Joyland Amusement Park, the Jones' latest venture, is paved with good intentions, the chief of which is Lorenzo's plan to sell his newly discovered sulfur water as a cure-all. He's persuaded Bell to let him try it out, using their chicken barbecue stand as a base for operations. Lorenzo's nephew, Henry Whitcomb, thinks, as always, that his Uncle Lorenzo has something there. Henry's wife, Nellie, suddenly stage-struck, is interested in a screen test ever since a moving picture director working with a group of actors in Townville has casually asked Nellie to come over and watch them work. Today, Lorenzo, Bell, and Henry are at the barbecue stand preparing for the first customers to try out Lorenzo's sulfur water. Let's listen.
All right, Henry, now if you'll grab hold of the other end of this barrel of sulfur water, we'll set it right here on the counter of the barbecue stand.
Now, Lorenzo, you and Henry be careful. Don't knock over those glasses and dishes I've stacked up.
All right, we'll be careful, Aunt Bell.
Easy, Henry. Turn to this side with the spigot facing us.
Yeah,
that's right. There. Now, my good wife, we're ready for the crowd that'll come here today to try out my sulfur water.
Well, dear, I only hope your new health drink won't interfere with the sale of my barbecue chicken.
Well, Bill, you see, the healthier they get imbibing my super sulfur potion, the more portions of chicken we'll sell.
That's right, Uncle Lorenzo.
Well, sure.
The healthier I feel, the more I want to eat. Gee, do you think we'll have a big crowd out here today?
Big crowd, Henry. Well, here comes the first auto of the cavalcade now. You'll find people coming out in droves, thanks to the power of American advertising genius. Another $50 worth of handbills, judiciously distributed, and we'll have everybody in the world calling for sulfur water.
Well, dear, maybe you're right, but aren't we supposed to have a permit or a license to sell a health drink?
What, a permit to help people regain their vim, vigor, and vitality? Well, Bill, who ever heard of the Good Samaritan with a druggist license,
well,
huh?
I suppose I'm wrong, but things are always happening to us, and...
The following program will be interrupted for any important war bulletins. And now, the romance of Helen Trent. Romance of Helen Trent. The real-life drama of Helen Trent, who, when life mocks her, breaks her hopes, dashes her against the rocks of despair, fights back bravely, successfully, to prove what so many women long to prove in their own lives, that because a woman is 35 or more, romance in life need not be over. That romance can begin at 35.
Story of Just Plain Bill. Danger threatens Bill Davidson and Nancy, his beloved daughter, and Carrie Donovan, her husband, because of the mysterious, sinister actions of Ira Brewster, who beat Carrie for district attorney by lying about Nancy's supposed parentage.
Why, it's you, Mr. Willoughby.
Hello, Bill.
Well, I didn't expect to see you way down here in Hartville again tonight. Why, you look all in.
I am rather tired, Bill. Been a long, confusing day for me.
Here, Mr. Willoughby, sit down. Let me call Nancy. She's back in the kitchen. I'll have her bring in some hot coffee. Maybe you'd like something to eat.
Oh, no, Bill, thanks. Don't bother Nancy.
Oh, Nancy will want to hear whatever you've got to tell me. Oh, Nancy.
Yes, Daddy? What is it?
Mr. Willoughby's here. You better come in. Oh, and bring some coffee, will you?
Oh, yes, Daddy. I'll be in a minute.
Life was never simple and easy for the real-life character.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ooh, yeah, we're on Hamiltopia now.
Welcome to the show this week.
You made it.
You're here.
Where have you been all our lives? Oh, yeah, at home.
Like a good boy.
How you guys feeling this year so far? Is it tickling ya? Tickling your tidbits or what?
Is everything better now?
Today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, and today is our 36th episode.
Holy cow.
Double high.
That's a day and a half.
Isn't it, sorry to be that guy, but isn't it the 35th episode?
Oh, burn.
Sorry.
I'm living in the future. That's called anxiety. Yes. That's called anxiety. Well, you're living in the future.
We're broadcasting from the future.
So this is episode 35. Thank you for correcting me.
So we're not quite at a day and a half.
No, but we are still in the future.
And this is still Elaine's 60th birthday.
Is it? Oh, good.
Elaine Bennis.
It's also my parents' wedding anniversary today.
Wow.
Would have been 41 years.
Where did they wed?
At the Addis Israel Synagogue off of Main Street. Klein Street South. Right. Orthodox Synagogue.
Maybe you should drive by.
Oh, I do a lot. I still go.
Think about everlasting love.
Everlasting love. Oh, yeah, I should do a drive-by tonight. Good call.
You should drop a jam dedicated to that union tonight, if you want to.
That is a really good idea.
Smoke a joint there.
Will do.
Are you smoking a joint at home? Because we heard from a very special listener that it improves the experience.
Wink, wink.
Speaking of improving your experience, you guys got any musical directions you're thinking for this week? Or give us a little sneak peek? Or what are you thinking?
I'm going to give a little preview into a new scene that I've uncovered. And you'll see what I mean when we get there. That's the hint.
Hint, hint.
I got some tunes from 2020 that I didn't fit into my little sets last week, so I might play those as well as a couple new things from this year. What about you, Randy?
I got another brand new joint from this year, starting it off, and I have been on a bit of a synthetic medieval kick lately, so I'm going to lead you down that path and take you there. It seems like a medieval resurgence is high time right now in these dark days, so.
Enchanting.
Yes, ma'am.
Right on.
Well, let's get her done.
Let's do her a tour.
Crank that volume, why don't you?
This is Hamiltopia.
On 101.5 The Hawk. Wow!
Thank you. Thank you for joining us down this path of futuristic and synthetic medieval music. You just heard a composition by Pino Donaggio called A Splendid Evening from the 1987 film Janach. And before that, we heard back-to-back tracks from Montreal artist Dion, including the track The Birds Eat Our Corpses from Music for Keyboards Volume 4. And before that was From the Malignant Enemy Defend Me. And that's from Dion's Music for Keyboards Volume 6. And those are beautiful volumes that I suggest you look up. And before that, we heard some other music coming out of Montreal from Reflexe and a track called 158, or De Mutas Cusas Los Presas, from their album Cantigas. And Reflexe, that's Christian North and Aaron Levin, and they have just put out a brilliant album of songs transcribed from the E-Codex of the Cantigas de Santa Maria, written for Alfonso X of Castile El Sabio, circa 1250. And that is a brilliant project and a beautiful idea, and hell, a new genre in and of itself, modular medieval music. There you go. And before that, we had some more futuristic ancient music from Etrusca 3D. And that was the track Etrusca 3D. And that is another brilliant project coming out of Pacific City Sound Visions. And we started the set off with Tangerine Dream and the track Cottage from the Legend soundtrack. And a quick birthday shout out to my brother Mike. Happy birthday, Mike, or Michelob as I call him. Tomorrow is his birthday, and if you see him, give him a smooch and keep listening, because we love you.
Hey, you sweaty little sweeties. Becky here. Thank you for sticking with us here on The Hawk. You are tuned in to Hamiltopia, episode 35. Because we are knee-deep into January, arguably the thickest month for seasonal affective disorder, I'm going to try to keep my set pretty light. Keep the pep in our step, so to speak. A good antidote to all the hate that's circulating through our atmosphere is to celebrate, love, and be grateful for it. And I'm gonna do that by starting my set off with a dedication to my parents, whose 41st wedding anniversary it is today. Here is their wedding song, Sweet Georgia Brown, by Count Basie and his orchestra. We'll be right back.
to protest because we we do this because we need to have rights.
Agile, apologize. future, 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 the future. Skies, agile, apologize. Future, 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 to the future.
I've recently discovered a new Hamiltonian weirdo up-and-coming artist called Aluminum Garden, whose latest release is described by having
accidentally dropped acid the day my family decided they needed me to help them renovate my room. Here's what came out of it.
From Clear Conscience, Absent Mind, this is Aluminum Garden with Afterimage.
me born into so much pain. Pain that I now attempt to hide from your people. I understand that pain now. I know what is strength. Strength of oneself. Strength of numbers. Strength to save my people and a future from the pain that your ancestors cut into our DNA. It was one last journey into the sun. But the fire beat the ritual. That's much fear for this undeserved.
And that there does it, brings us to the end of this set of music. We just heard Zoom with Infinite Horizons featuring Jesse Davidson. Before that, we heard Brand New Thoughts on Air with Tintopia. Before that, we heard Aluminum Garden with After Image. Before that, we heard Our Way to Fall with Chorus Leader. Before that, we heard Apologies to the Future, a very powerful piece by Chris Korda. Before that, we heard Oh Baby by Space Africa. And to start off this set of music, we heard Count Basie in his orchestra's version of Sweet Georgia Brown, which was my parents' wedding song. Thank you for tuning in to Hamiltopia, where we be stoking the flames of love.
Love. Let's go. ド放たれる愛玩動物行く手を阻む客引きに中指立てるこの街はいつも空が明るく日が変わる頃にも暗闇が見当たらない泡を吐き残り物を軽く蹴飛ばしてみる炭酸水で口を薄ぎ吐き捨てるようにお茶碗を持つ手はしびれ箸が震えクーラー銀ピエノブの R で気の済むまでぶちる